so much pop. Eddie Van Halen, who's died at the age of 65. Joining us now at BBC Radio Kent, producer, composer, musician, sound designer and lecturer at the University of Kent, Richard Lightman is on the line. Richard, what kind of impact did this great man have on the world of music?
Oh, a tremendous impact. I mean, he was one of the absolute greats of guitar players. In fact, Guitar Magazine voted him, I think, in 2012 as the number one top guitarist of all time, of the top 100 guitarists voted by their readership. I mean, what he did was take the guitar to the next stage. The first person to really, really take the guitar out of the blues player and electric player's domain into another realm was Jimi Hendrix. But then there was a whole gap until Eddie Van Halen came along. And his technique of using tapping and using what we call the whammy bar and whatever, it was just incredible. And the other thing about him was he was a brilliant keyboard player. He used to play weddings and bar mitzvahs in Pasadena when he was a young kid, and he decided to change to guitar. And it was interesting that he found watching Led Zeppelin live influenced his idea of what Jimmy Page was doing with tapping. It influenced him to start tapping, and he just took it to another level, another level. The other thing is that he influenced a tremendous genre. He influenced people like Poison and Metallica and Steve Vai and Judas Priest and all the big heavy metal bands. They all owed their sound to Eddie Van Halen.
This is a sad day, isn't it, for the music industry in general?
Oh, it's a very sad. I mean, I'm really sad about. I mean, you know, he's far too young to have gone, and he was still playing and he was still bringing joy to audiences. I know that we haven't been a lot of live productions and live events lately, but I mean, it is a great, great loss. And just one other thing I wanted to say, in fact, just a nod on the Michael Jackson Beat It track. Not only did he play the solo, he didn't play the other bits, by the way. That was Steve Lukather from Toto. But the guitar solo, which was extraordinary, he actually rearranged the track. And when he played it to Michael Jackson, he said, "I hope you don't mind, but I've changed the middle bit of the song." And Michael Jackson said, "Thank you so much for taking such care, not only just ripping it up and blazing a guitar solo, but actually making my song better." So he was a tremendous musician.
And as you say, he was unique, wasn't he?
Tremendously unique. He was always a happy soul. He always was, as your piece said, grinning ear to ear live on stage. And he was a groundbreaker in terms of how he played the guitar. He influenced so many people. I remember, as a guitar player myself, I heard it for the first time and I thought, how on earth does anyone do that? How did that happen? And I sat with his albums and I played them at a slow speed to try and figure out what he was doing, and I just couldn't do it. He was amazing.
Producer, composer, musician, sound designer and lecturer at the University of Kent, Richard Lightman, thank you for joining us, talking about the life and career of Eddie Van Halen, who's died at the age of 65.